Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, everyone. Glory to God. We bless the Most High God. He is awesome. There is none like him. Praise the Lord. We had welcome into this place playing in the background. Don't know whether it's going to be clear enough for you to be able to hear. But nevertheless, we thank God for the gospel explosion of divine connection prayer line, which God has blessed and given us an opportunity to come before him to be able to have the messengers to bring forth the word. And so we're believing God for a great and mighty move this week. Praise the Lord. So as we come together exalting his name and giving him praise and giving him glory for all his great and mighty acts. Every day is the Lord's day. So we thank God for Jesus Christ. We thank God for mercy. We thank God for grace. We thank God for his anointing. We thank God for the peace. We thank God for joy. We thank God for salvation. We thank God, glory to God, for everything we can think of. We can have no other to look to but God, the author and the finisher of our faith, to give him praise. So we're thanking God, glory to God, that we're going to have some dynamic speakers coming on this week that is going to bring forth the word of God, breaking the bread of life, whether it's salvation, deliverance, healing, wholeness, peace, joy, whether it's glory at whatever the attacks or whatever, we believe in God to come in with the word to give us wisdom and knowledge of how to maneuver through these things, through the word of God, through the Holy Spirit, through trusting, through resting in the Lord. We thank God for revival. Glory to God. For restoration. Glory to his holy name. Bless God. There is none like him, and there is no one, glory to God, can answer and deliver and heal. Glory to God in the name of Jesus, but our Lord and Savior. So we're standing on the promises of the Lord and not being moved by feelings, emotions, moved by, glory to God, by his spirit. So as we come in your presence tonight, we want you to have the mindset like never before that we are going to come together and we're going to be on one accord to hear what the Spirit of the Lord has to say. It's from Monday through Sunday. That's the 18th of May through the 24th of May, which will end up on a Sunday evening, and every night it's at 7 o'clock. So those, glory to God, that are online or coming online, we pray the Lord will bless you to put the word out, give the number to the blog talk so that way they can be able to come on and hear what the Spirit of the Lord has to say to the church. And if you don't know that number or have it at hand, just remember that it's 1-657-383-1125. Praise the Lord. Our lineup for tonight, praise the Lord, is none other than our own mother in the gospel, but evangelist Jonae Alexander, a woman that, glory to God, loves the Lord, pray, seek the face of the Lord, and will hear from God and bring forth his word in Jesus' name with power and authority. She, glory to God, hallelujah, will be introduced a little bit later, but we want to make sure, glory to God, we read our scripture for tonight, and then we'll have evangelist Carmelita Ely come on, and she will pray the prayer of faith. And then we'll do our introduction. We're not going to waste time tonight, definitely, or any night. We want to make sure that the Spirit of the Lord give them, that the Spirit of the Lord will have free reign through them. And we want to make sure that we're open to hear what the Spirit of the Lord has to say to the church. Please don't tell me I don't have my line open because I have seen one of the prayer warriors calling. So let me double check and make sure the lines are all open. Soon as the person gets, so I can just circle around so that way I can get back to that. But I'm praying that, glory to God, that you have your hearts open and ready to receive what the Spirit of the Lord is going to say tonight. Amen. I'm excited, been looking forward to it. And they had some little attacks here and there to try to hinder it, but Glory to God. God is always going to have the victory. We just got to keep our eyes fixed on him. Thank God for praying women and praying men, but we thank God even for tonight for Apostle Burton and Pastor Bird. Glory to God, being in the background, standing in the gap. Amen. Praise the Lord. So we just, like we said earlier, for those who are just coming on, welcome to the Divine Connection Gospel Explosion. Go over there where we come together to give God all the glory. Oh, come all ye faithful, those that adore him. Glory to God, come to worship him. And we come boldly to the throne of grace to obtain mercy. Also, we humble ourselves, glory to God, in his presence to exalt his name. Are we coming with the spirit of thanksgiving and the attitude of gratitude with anticipation and expectancy in the name of Jesus? So glory to God. Open your ears, open your heart, prepare yourself to hear a word, glory to God, from the Lord tonight in the name of Jesus. Oh, because we walk by faith and not by sight. We thank God for him being able to give us directions through his word. Oh, glory to God, and not only through his word, through his ministers, the prophets, the pastors, the evangelists, the teachers, or however, praise God. But we got to get in this word and be led by the Holy Spirit, because he is our teacher and our God. Our God reigns. Praise the Lord. Just lifting up and exalting you, praise the Lord, while we're waiting for a few more people to come online in the name of Jesus. Praise God. As we lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be ye lifted up, O ancient doors, that the King of glory can come in. Who is the King of glory? Lord God Almighty. Praise the Lord. Out of Psalms 24 and 7, we bless God. Hallelujah. Matthew 18 and 20 tells us, for where two or three are gathered in his name, hallelujah, he is in the midst. And we believe in God as we're in the midst and coming and calling upon his name and touching the green and believing God for this word tonight, that a mighty move of God, because one can chase 1,000 and two could put 10,000 to flight. Hallelujah. Tonight, as we look to Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith, we also worship him. And as we worship him and give thanks and preparation, glory to God, setting the atmosphere of worship and glorifying him in our hearts, bless the Lord. And many times, glory to God, he answered before we even call, because he knows what we're in need of, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. The scripture says in Psalms 34, 1 and 3, hallelujah, we are to bless the Lord at all times, and his praise continue to be in our mouth. This is something we got to prepare ourselves to do, regardless of the opposition, the criticism, of no matter what the adversary is doing or whatever is going on in the land. We got to look to God as being the author and the finisher of our faith. We got to maintain, glory to God, standing on his word, but we got to get the word on the inside of us, and so we can be able to stand and know without a shadow of a doubt what God is saying. So when the voice of contrariness of the adversary comes, we'll recognize and know how to put him to flight, and we'll recognize our own flesh and feelings and emotions so that we can be able to disciple and listen to the voice of God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Well, we're going to go ahead and get ready for the read our scripture reading. I think we're at this point now that we can prepare. It's only 8 after, but I seem like while I was talking, it seemed like more time than that was passing. But you know, Miss BJ, Pastor Heather Love, probably have you on this, just to get excited. And I'm excited about Jesus no matter what goes on. I'm in a place that I want to prepare myself to get in a mindset like never before, regardless of opposition. Cast the care upon the Lord. Get to a place that I'll stand on his word, remember and believe his report, confess his word, and glory to God, believe him, and learning how to wait while we're praying, because everything is not going to be manifested at that hour. So we're thanking you, Lord God, for even tonight, for that revival, restoration, and encouragement, enlightenment, deliverance, salvation, and peace and joy, and even if we're in error, correction as well, in Jesus' name. Bless the Lord. Our gospel explosion revival theme is, your faith will go on trial. And many times, glory to God, we already know and have experienced, and if we haven't, we will more and more know that our faith will go on trial. That's when we got to get to a place to know that God says in Hebrews 11 and 1, that now faith is the substance of things hoped for and evidence of things not seen. The assurance, that title deed, to know, regardless, glory to God, of his, when we stand in faith, regardless of the evidence, God, we believe your word. And then it goes over in the sixth verse and let us know that's the only way to please him, And those that diligently seek him, diligently seek him, diligently seek him, he's going to reward. Praise the Lord. So the theme is your faith will go on trial. Don't panic, but be encouraged. How are we going to be encouraged? Is in his word, through the Holy Spirit, through trusting and obeying and believing whatever he says, it is so, and learning to wait, because patience and faith got to work together. We cannot say we got faith and we don't have no patience. They got to work together and learning to wait on the Lord. Praise God. Excited. James 1, 2 through 4. And then we're going to pray that evidently my daughter, the evangelist, if she's online, getting ready to prepare herself for prayer. Yes. Praise the Lord. I'm going to make sure she's there. Bless the Lord. All righty, praise the Lord. Our scripture reading will be coming from James 1, 2 through 4. It's probably read a little differently, but consider all the various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith produces endurance. It says perseverance, and let perseverance or endurance have its perfect and mature result, so that you may be perfect, complete, and lacking in nothing. In the fifth verse, we skip to, it says, any of you lack wisdom, he should ask God, who giveth generously to all who finds faith, without finding fault, and it will be given unto you. Let's get it together and say it one more time. If any of you lack wisdom, he should ask God, who gives generously to all without finding fault, and he will be given to him. Amen. Praise God. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that's within me. Bless his holy name. From the rising of the sun to the going down of the same, thy name shall be praised. Praise the Lord. Evangelist Ely, are you online?
I am.
Okay, then. At this time, we're going to release you over into to pray. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Good evening, men and women of God. I'm looking forward to the revival. Lord, we come before you as humbly as we know how, just giving you thanks and praise for opportunity to be in your presence today. God, we ask you to please forgive us for anything, even including myself, that would hinder this prayer or this worship or this revival this week. God, we pray that you continue to touch Pastor Hubbard, Divine Connection, and all the followers and all those who are on as guests tonight, God, and the following days. God, we pray for that you will continue to touch Evangelist Alexander as she speaks the word tonight, that, God, there will be no technical difficulties, there will be no issues, God. Bless her body, bless her spirit. Everything that the word that needs to flow tonight will come and honor you. God, let us have ears to hear that we may receive the word, take in the word. Bless every other speaker for the rest of the week, that God, every night will be blessed. A word will be for us, God, and we will take in what you have to give to us. So, God, we just thank you for this opportunity. We thank you for the woman of God for putting this phone revival together, God, to have women come together and men, God, to hear the word and learn of you, God. So we thank you and praise you. We honor you. And Lord, let us just be in a place to receive, God, no matter if we're from the pulpit to the back door, from the back door, that, God, that there's always a word that we can receive from you, from each and every woman that's going to speak this week. So we just thank you, strengthen them, encourage them, and keep them, God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
Praise God. What a mighty God we serve. Bless the Lord. Praise the Lord. I didn't have a song prepared for our dear ministry for music tonight, but we are going to do that in Jesus' name of what a mighty God we serve. So I will just say a few lines of that, and we're going to introduce our speaker. Praise the Lord. Did tell her either sing something or have some music ready, so I'm not sure that this thing would pick up more clearly than, would pick up clear. So I'm not going to take a chance and have to just apologize and go back again. So we're going to go with, what a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. Angels bow before him. Heaven and earth adore him. What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. Angels bow before him. Heaven and earth adore him. What a mighty God we serve. Look where he's brought me from. Look where he's brought me from. He brought me out of darkness into the marvelous light. Look where he's brought me from. What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. Angels bow before him. Heaven and earth adore him. What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. Praise the Lord, everybody. We give God the glory. Truly, what a mighty God we serve. When you look where he's brought us from and what he's brought us out of, oh, we ought to have an attitude of gratitude to glorify and magnify all that he suffered and died and went through on our behalf, and all the stripes, glory, that got on his back, and all the whipping and the pulling out of his beard and crown on his head and being stabbed, glory to God. Oh, glory to God. And he made the choice that he wanted to do this on our behalf, on the behalf of our Father, to redeem us back to the Lord. What a mighty God we serve. Not only that, gave us the Holy Spirit, gave us the, glory to God, power, hallelujah, and armor to put on, and gave us his word, and said he'll never leave us nor forsake us. What a mighty God we serve. As we come together tonight, glory to God, whatever we're in need of, glory to God, and through this revival on the breaking of bread, through the woman of God and the women of God all throughout the week, we believe in, glory to God, answers will come as we trust and believe and obey him and wait on him. It will be manifest. We thank God for none other than Mother. We call her Mother because she is a mother in Zion, but is the evangelist, Jonae Alexander from Panama, but by the way of Panama, but she has been in the United States for many, many umpteen years. But we thank God, glory to God, for the anointing in her life, a bold vessel, humble, a sweet spirit, but bold, and do not, glory to God, play tilly-taps with the devil or no one else, glory to God, if they're not walking in truth. God, I thank God for the wisdom that's in her. I thank God for the anointing, and it's one that when you see her one way, she's always that way. I've known her now 30 years with Sincere Women on the Move of Christ. It'll be the 30-year anniversary, so it's close to 29 and a half, so, but nevertheless, I thank God for what I've known of her. She has not changed, upset, growing and more closer to the Lord with a greater anointing. Preach the word, teach the word, walk in power and authority. I don't want to exalt flesh, glory to God, because in hell, it wasn't made for any of us. But if we want to go, we can. Provisions being made for us by the devil in our flesh, if so. So, no, I am going to uplift these women of God, glory for what I see with my witness from the Holy Spirit in their lives. So I thank God for her. She is living in Columbia, South Carolina. She is a member of and worship, glory to God, with Zeal Chapel, but also Holy Bible is where she ministered, glory to God. We thank God that she is available for service for the Lord. So we are not going to, without further ado, I thank God for her. And the next voice that you will be hearing is none other than Evangelist Alexander, Mother in the Lord, a woman, glory to God, that will pray and seek God's face and will teach and preach the gospel. I thank God for the boldness in her, and I thank God for the humor in her as well. I praise God for you, Mother. At this time, ye will you receive none other than our own evangelist, Alexander. Praise the Lord. Praise God.
Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. Father, we give you all the glory, praise, and honor, and go to the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Father, we thank you today for mercy and grace in our life, Lord. I'm speaking with doubt and fear and panic. Children of God, we should not have that spirit in our life. It should not have no place, Not in the life of the believer. Doubt, fear, panic, no. Those spirits shall not have any authority in our life. Because remember now, our Father did never give us the spirit of fear. Spirit of fear is should not be in the believer life. That it have such control over the believer that he cannot or she cannot stand boldly and proclaim who she really is. But we thank God that he gave us a spirit, a faith, love, and that we're able to love one another and walk in this love and authority. And the spirit of obedience that gave us the power to stand. Because God make no mistake, baby. If he said, you have the assignment is yours. And you better believe he already have everything to go with that assignment that you have because it was given to you. So always remember, brother and sister, when God assigned you to an assignment, no man can do what you can do because it was assigned to you by the Almighty God. And you're equipped to do what he assigned you to do. So we know that the believers know that when they go forward, they are equipped. Don't let nothing in this world stop you from doing the work that God gave you to do. Because each and every one of us have an assignment from the Lord to do the work here on earth. Because we're on earth here for a reason. We must always remember that we are the light here on this world. And heard, we are the light. We cannot give place to the adversary. God already gave us enough power and authority to stand boldly and proclaim the works that he gave us to do. We can do it. Because one thing for sure, God gave you an assignment. He equipped you. You can do it. So we give God thanks and we give him glory. And we give him praise today. Because all that goes on in the life of the believer supposed to know that it's all about living the life of God. And doing his will, baby. Doing his will. And we all that has been chosen and been called, we are able to do it. If we don't do it, it's because we don't want to do it. We let the adversary deceive us. But each and every one that been chosen and called to do an assignment, you can do it. Don't let the enemy deceive none of you and say you can't. No, you can do what God tell you to do. You can do it. Because you must know who you are. Because he didn't call you and then he just leave you hanging out there. No, baby. If God chose you to do an assignment, then you is fully equipped to do that job. And we thank God for that. Thank God that we do not give doubt, fear, and panic no place in our life. Those spirits should not have authority in the believer life. And we must always remember this. Nothing is too hard for God now. You remember what he says in Genesis 18 and 14. Nothing is too hard for him. That means you call on the Lord, baby. He hear you and he know your voice. He will do what he tell you he will do. His promises never fail. So we always remember this. No matter what happened or what goes on, don't be deceived by the adversary. Stand boldly and proclaim the victory that God gave us. Because nothing is too hard for him to do. And that scripture, you can find it in Genesis 18, 14. According to the promises of God, his word is true and it stands. Nothing is too hard for God to do, baby. Nothing. Now let us look at Exodus. Going to the book of Exodus. God is the Lord that heal. It doesn't matter what goes on. Put your faith in God and stand on his word. He is the healer. According to Exodus 15:26, he is the healer. You just have to believe and live according to his word. You will know his voice. And you must stand faithfully, baby. Stand faithfully. No matter what it looks like, God will never let us down. But you must believe in him and stand faithful on his word. Don't let nothing change it. no matter what it looks like. You stand faithful in what God tells you to do. And no matter how it goes or what happens, you stand on God's word. He is the healer. And according to Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 15, God tells us in his word, he will take away sickness from you. He will. Disease, he will take it away from you. Because he make no mistake now. If he said it in his word, then you stand boldly and proclaim it. Don't give the enemy no place. Stand on what God said. Fight the good fight of faith and stand firm. Because God's word will not void. It will not let you down. You will not be ashamed. Because you stand on the word of God, regardless who come and who go. Stand on his word. Because he said it, then we believe it. He take away sickness, baby. He'll take away sickness from you. And it's in the name of Jesus we got to learn to stand. Stand on his promises. According to Kings, 1 Kings tell us, 8 and 56, he said, his promises, they don't fail. And you find that in 1 Kings 56, 8, 56 tell you, his promises ain't going to fail, baby. If he call you to do such and such, it's going to be done if you stand faithful. If he said, I will take away sickness, I will heal you, I don't care what the thing look like, believe and stand faithful. In other words, take your position, man, and let that false spirit know you're getting out of here. Stand on the word of God, baby. Stand on the word of God. Because none that God promised us will not come forth if we stand on it. It will come. We just got to know that his belief in his word. Faith going to bring the thing to you. God promise never change, baby. If any change is going on, it's you change. By the enemy make you change. But if God tell you, I will take care of you, it doesn't matter what it look like. Even your enemy will come bringing you things. Why? Because God promised, and you're faithful to him. Because there is nothing going to change. If God tell you he will do it, all you got to do is believe him, stand firm on his word, do his will, and you will see. Because the promises of God don't change, baby. His promises will not fail you. There's no failure in him, so his promise is not going to fail you. Just like he said in that same chapter, let your heart, therefore, be perfect with him. What is keeping you from having a perfect heart with the Lord? The adversary, and you allow it? No, baby. You stand firm and make up your mind. I serve in the living God. Nothing in this world should be able to take that from you. Let your heart, therefore, be perfect with the Lord. To do his will at all times, regardless what the situation look like. Stand on God's word, baby. Stand on God's word. Because one thing I know for sure, he will not put you to shame, baby. The Lord will not put you to shame. And I'm believing his word that no matter where we go or what we do, God is with you. Now let's look at what he tells us about if we pray. Remember now, who you are. We are children of the living God. We are not children of the world, because what did the Lord tell us? We's in the world, but we's not of it. When you belong to the Lord, baby, you is not no foolishness going on in you. You stand boldly, you proclaim his word, and then you look toward what is coming out to you. Because God said you will have it, then you shall have it. But the problem is, your faith is what's going to bring it to you. If you dangling and playing the footsie, then you messing your own self up. Because God will not put you to shame. I don't care what it look like. You hold on to the word of God. God said, I'll never leave you. I will do this and I will do that. Then hold on to what he said, regardless what the situation look like. Don't let nothing turn you from the word of God, baby. I don't care how hard it is. I don't care how deep the water is. I don't care how muddy the situation is. Your faith is going to bring you out of that mess. But if you go in doubt and whistling fence and jumping over and doing all this mess, you mess up your own self. You got to know to stand faithfully. You got to know that when you open your mouth, when you said, when my God says, this is it, this is what I am getting, then you stand faithful on what come out your mouth. Believe it and stand faithful. Whatever going on, running, panicking, no. A child of God should have none of that spirit controlling her. We are full with wisdom because God did not let you ignorant. But it's up to us to know how to stand boldly and proclaim who you are in Christ. Whatever is going on in this world today, the children of God have the authority to pray it down in the name of Jesus. Pray it down. Don't give the enemy no place. We know that this is real. But why should we panic and run and hide and crying and fighting and arguing? No, that is not a child of God, baby. A child of God, take the horn. When she put her foot down, she take that stand. Because you know who you are. You know that the only living God, and there is no other but him, sister. There is no other but him. Jehovah God is the only one. So when he says, I'll take care of you, I don't care what come down, he can't touch me. You got to have a belief and a faith anchor in him that no matter what the things look like, you know God is going to change this thing. God is going to change it. Because of who? Your faith in him. You believe in him. You don't let nothing take his place. Him first, him all the way. Because we got to know that as a child of God, the power and the authority that was given to us. That's why he said in his word, we are joined here with Jesus. Here of God, joined here with Jesus. Baby, when we are joined here, knowing what that means, you can't afford to let the world fool you, girl. No. You got to know that God promised it's for real. You got to know that you know when God said something, you must know. Just like you know that you have on a red socks. You don't have to look at your feet to see if the red socks is on your feet. You know you put the red socks on. So that's the way you got to know that you know that my God is going to take care of this. All I got to do is pray it down. And we must learn that God don't make mistakes. If he tell us he will heal you, if he tell us he will take you out of this, if he tell us he will never leave you, why in the world are you fussing and worrying about what's going on? No, don't give that spirit no place. Worry is not of God, because if you worry, that means you aren't praying in him. And you not believing that he can do what he say he can do. That's not the way, baby. That's not the way. We got to learn that when God says, I will take care of you. I don't care how the water look. I don't care what nobody say. I know my God is going to come true for me. I know he's going to come true for me. Because we must learn to put our feet in anchor. Anchor in yourself, man. Hold on. We should never let the world dictate our lifestyle. God already tell us. He gave us every need, every key, everything we need to live in this world. But when we start getting in the midst that we are part of it, that's when we messed up. We are in it, but we are not of it. We got to know who we are, church. We got to know that no matter what comes, as a child of God, don't give the enemy no place in our life. And no matter what comes or what goes, stand on his word. Even with what's going on with this plague. But what did God tell us? God tell us in his word. And it's the same thing for us today. The same way he tell our forefather, it's the same way he's telling us today. Pray. According to his word in 2 Chronicles 7:14. He said, if my people pray, you know who you are. Each and every one of us know who we are, who we belongs to, and who we worship. Because our God is not a God that is here today and tomorrow is gone. No. He's with you always. always, and he promises, according to his word. His word in 2 Chronicles 7:14 says, if my people which are called by my name, baby, when you know that you know now, you got to know it, baby. When you know that you know, you don't let nothing in this world take away what God gave you. You hold on, because remember what? You are more than conquerors. And I'm going to tell you something. If the Heavenly Father tell you you are more than conquerors, what can the hurt do to you then? What else can they say to you? Your Heavenly Father tell you who you are, how you live your life according to his word. Now, when you fall off to live according to the world, you made a mistake. You got to get back up on that line and straighten those things up, because remember who you are in Christ. We got to know, baby, this is no time for us to let the adversary rob us from the things that God gave us. We know better. So this situation that's going on in this plague in the world, but our Heavenly Father tell us, if we pray, so he still give us the authority and the power to stand boldly, to proclaim the victory. The child of God can walk through, I don't care how much plague they have, but it's your faith in him. Why you think that everything come wrong has got to touch you? No, it don't. Because you got to speak the word of God and let know who you are. We're not fighting against our flesh and blood, fellow brothers and sisters, baby. We're fighting against those principalities, those high places, dark spirits, wickedness. That's what we're fighting against. That's why we should be able to stand. Because of who we are in Christ Jesus. When we receive him, when we receive him, when we say we love the Lord, when we say we sold out to the Lord, when we say we are crucified with the Lord, we must know who we are. Just don't use the word and you don't know who you are. You must know who you are, baby. Know who you are. Know who you serve. Know who is the living God. There is no other way, baby. There is no other way. You got to continue to seek the living God and know that when you call on the Lord, you must know that you know he is going to answer you because you know him. When you call on him, know that he will answer. Not that you call in and then you don't know. No, baby, you must know his voice, baby. You must know his voice. And the more you stay in his word, the more you stay in his presence, the more you know his voice. The enemy shall not have dominion over you. You must stand faithful and claim the victory that God gave us. Jesus Christ didn't die in vain, baby. He didn't suffer all that time on the cross for nothing. We got to stand as children of the living God. We got to stand. We got to proclaim the victory that we have in Christ. According to his promises don't fail. Let's take a look at Psalms 91:9. Glory be to your name, Father God. The promises of God is real. You have 9 and 10 in Psalms 91. Stand faithful. Stand faithful. Regardless what you see coming, put your faith in God and anchor in his word. Hold on to it. It's like you have... In other words, you ever see a mad dog having heat and you throw a bone to him? You think you can take that bone from that dog? Baby, you better back off. That's where you must have to learn that when you anchor in the Lord, let nothing take you from him. If God said, I'll never leave you, I will take care of you. God knows every needs we have. And some way, somehow, God already make provision, baby. Make provision. And one mistake that some of us make is if you stumble, it's the end of it. No! Get up, dust yourself off, and cry out to your Heavenly Father. Cry out, baby. Because God is merciful. That's why he keeps telling us. In the word, it says, his mercy is everlasting. We have no excuse, baby. We have no excuse. Not according to the word of God. And he tell us in verse 10, they shall know, listen here now, there shall no evil befall you. You take this thing personal. Now read it, I said, there shall no evil befall me, neither shall any plague come near my dwelling. You got to take his word personal, baby. Because I don't care how much high it goes or how much low it goes. My father said, there shall no plague come near my dwelling. We have to believe him. And then we got to stand boldly and proclaim the victory that he gave us. Because the word of God never changes, baby. If any changes, we change up. But God not going to change. He's not going to change because his word is true. And according to his word, he make, and in other words, God not going to tell you one thing, and then he's going to turn around and say, no, you can't have it. God said, my peace. You already have his peace. But still you're crying, oh, I don't have no peace. I'm just flowing to and fro. In the world, in this area, you're going to be messing to and fro, and God give you peace. He give you peace. He didn't tell you that, no, he can't do nothing. You cannot, no, the peace of the world. He didn't tell you about the peace of the world he give you. He give you his peace, the peace within you. Don't depend on the world peace, because the world peace is not forever, baby. But the peace that God put in you, oh, yes. Things can be rolling and doling around you. But that inner peace, baby, the peace that God gave you, let you stay in perfect peace. Let's look at what he says in Isaiah 40. God's word don't change. He said in his word, according to Isaiah 40, verse 8, the grass withered. In other words, his word stands forever. Y'all can read it when you're your time, but I'm just running over it. His word will stand forever. That let me know, my father says, I'll never leave you. Then, baby, I don't care who want to fly. I know my God is with me, and I know my joy is with me still. We must believe him, baby. We must believe him. We must believe every word he said, because if he said it, it's going to come. It's going to come, baby. Isaiah 40 and 8, make no mistake. God said it, then all we got to do is believe him. Believe his word. And next thing that we have to think about this. First, the person will tell you, I don't know what I'm going to do. What you mean you don't know what you're going to do? God gave you authority and dominion, baby. He gave you the power to stand. Isaiah 41 and 10 tell you, fear thou not. God did not give you that spirit. That's why you find that word mostly. Every time you turn in the word, the Old Testament, the New Testament, fear not, fear not. Because God know the enemy. And he know that spirit of fear is a powerful spirit. But the children of God have the power over it. Thank you, Jesus. We have the power over the spirit of fear. Why should we let fear cripple us? No, baby. That was not given to us. The spirit of fear was not given to a child of the living God. We should always remember that the word of God tells us, fear not. And if he give us the spirit, he's not telling you, fear not. Because he didn't give it to you. That's why he says, fear not. He did not give it to you. And one thing we got to remember, he's the only living God. There is no other. He is the only Jehovah God, the God that created heaven and earth. He is the only one. According to his word, he make no mistake, baby. In Isaiah 44, 6, what did he say? I am the last. I am the first and the last. Beside me, there is no God. So let us know, and right there and then, there is no other God but Jehovah God, the creator of heaven and earth. So why would we let the situation in this world going on running a child of God all to and fro? No, we have no time for that. We must stand and claim the victory that he gave us. He gave us that victory. Let's take a look at Matthew 18:18. And coming back to what we got to realize is this. I don't care how many times you bind, how many times you loose. If you don't have faith in him and believe in him, you can bind till you drop dead. Because doubt will not give you nothing. You've got to know that you got to have faith in God, that when you bind a situation, that is right there. It's bind. Believe it and you will see. But you can't be talking about a bind, but you doubting in your heart. Well, I don't think it's going to come. Well, I don't think I'm going to feel any better. I don't think this disease. Oh, no, baby. I bind this false spirit. Loose my hands. Loose my body in the name of Jesus. And I mean loose. Don't be talking about, I don't think it's going this. That's why sometimes you see the things God gave us. We come behind, well, I don't this, and mess up what we asked for. Because remember what God said now. Whatever, according to the word, 18:18, Matthew, verily I say unto you, whatsoever you shall bind on earth, God didn't say what he bind. He said what you bind. You got to bind that thing first. And when you bind it, baby, believe it. This hate's got to leave me. You got to leave me in the name of Jesus. You got to go loose. That's when you get result. When you bind these things and you know that you know. Not just saying I'm binding and then you turn around and what happened? Well, I don't think, I don't know, I don't feel, I don't. It's no, baby, that's when you messed up your own self. Mm-mm-mm-mm. And don't give that spirit of doubt no place. No place. Because God didn't tell us to give doubt any place, you know. When that spirit raises his head up, bind him up, baby. Bind him up and cast him down. Don't give the spirit of doubt no place. Because according to God's word in Matthew 22:21, God tell you, you can't have doubt. You can't have doubt, baby. You have faith, not doubt, if you want these things to come. What you ask the Lord for or what you claim in your heart. You cannot have doubt when you speak the word out there to the Lord. Oh, I need this. Then you go right back and what? Doubt in your heart. I'm not sure it's going to be like this. No, baby. Ask the Lord and then you stand firm. You take your position. Take your position. Don't let nothing take away what God gave you. You stand firmly and hold on to what God gave you. And remember what I said. Your assignment is your assignment. You only got to know that this was assigned to me from God, not from man. You must know. You must know. We have to understand that God don't make no mistakes. He make no mistake. Any mistake is going on, we make the mistake when we think we can do both. Live the world and live for God. No, baby, you got to make a choice. Every one of us have a choice to make. And when we make that choice, stand firm on the choice because that is the choice you make. Don't let nothing come against you. One thing we can always know this. Nothing is impossible for God to do for his child. If you know who you are in Christ, baby, and you got to live it, baby, you just can't speak it. Speak, let me speak. And say this and say that. But you got to live the life. You got to know him. You got to know that when you stand, I don't care who coming down. You standing. You standing. That's the faith and the belief you have in the living God. I must always remember what he says. None like him. There is no other Savior but him. He is the first and the last, the beginning, the end. There ain't nobody else. So we got to know that if we're a child of God, joined here with Jesus Christ, we must be able to stand. And we have no excuse, God. We have no excuse because what did God tell us? We have power over all the power of the enemy. Even turn around and tell us that we do greater works. So we have no excuse in giving the enemy no place. We can't allow that. We can't allow that. No, no, no. And according to his word, he tell us in his word, according to Mark 10:27, nothing is impossible for God to do, baby. I don't care what happened. You get on your knees, baby, and you cry out to the Lord. I don't care how dark the water is. Cry out to the Lord, especially if you know him and you know you live according to his will and doing his will. You better cry out to the Lord, because one thing for sure, the word of God is real. Nothing else can overcome that. The word of God is real. But you got to believe him. You got to have faith in him, knowing that his promises is real and there is nothing else. You cannot ask the Lord for something and then in your heart you're doubting. Something is not right, baby. Something is wrong. You got to stand faithful, because remember what God's word said. And if you, in the Bible, the Old Testament, the New Testament, he keeps saying, faithful is he. Faithful is he. So we know we have a faithful God. Regardless what men say, regardless what goes on in the world, we got to know that whatever goes on in the world, never let that override the word of God. Never let it override what God tells you. Because when men fail, but one thing for sure, we know God is not failing. God is not failing us. God tell us in Corinthians, 1 Corinthians, he tell you, God is faithful, man. 1 Corinthians 9 tell you, God is faithful. He is faithful. Now, if my father is faithful, baby, I must know that when I call upon him, my father is going to answer me. Because I know he's faithful. I know he's not letting me down. He's just like, you know, when you was a young girl and your mom promised you, I promise you I'm going to get you that white shoes. And she get the white shoes and put it up on the shelf. Now, she know that white shoes is up there because she get it for you, because you asked her. That's faithfulness. Mom get it. I believe my mom. My mom get it. So I know my mom will do it. You, anybody can tell you after that, oh, my mom didn't get the shoes. You already know mom get the shoes, because mom believe you want the shoes, she get you the shoes. It's the same way you got to put a faith, and powerful faith, that God can do what you ask him to do. But you got to live according to his will, baby. You got to live according to his will. You got to have that relationship with him. No matter how dark it looks, no matter how things look, God will light it up for you. But your faith in him is what's going to do it. That doubt will never give you what God already promised you. That doubt will block your happiness, will block your joy. Throw doubt outside. Don't give doubt no place in your life. No place. According to 1 Thessalonians, God says, see that none render evil unto any man, but ever follow that which is good, both among yourself and to all men. And what you think God wants us to do? Pray without ceasing. In the same book of Thessalonians, pray without ceasing. Because the word of God don't change, baby. And God will never let you down. Always remember. If you don't remember nothing else, I say remember. God promises is real. Put your faith in him and hanker in his word. Because one thing for sure, he's his word and his word is his. That's why when you read the Bible, baby, and if you sit down and read that word, you find everything that God say is, you will see it. And you start to believe him. Don't make the world mess you up. Don't let them tell you, oh no, well this plague is this and plague. No, baby, put your faith in God. God will take it out of the world. If we pray, man, Sometimes you wonder and say, well, all this one, don't worry about who's not praying. You pray for them to pray, because afterward you're going to see that they're going to start praying. Because who? You praying. And God always answer our prayers, my dear. Always answer our prayers. If we are living the life he chose for us to live, and it's not hard, because you just got to make up your mind, I'm going to live this life of joy and peace and happiness. Keep on that solid rock. Nothing can knock you off of there if you don't want to get off of there, baby. And I thank God for this word. I thank God for being the Lord of our life. I thank God for the prayer line. I thank God for the revival. In the mighty name of Jesus, thank him for the head of the prayer line, that he continue to stand strong in the name of Jesus. Because only God make it possible for each and every one of us to be on this prayer line. And even to bring the word on these revival nights, it's only him make it possible. And Lord, I love you and I praise you and I glorify your name. Amen and amen.
We give glory and honor to a mighty move of God, to the word of God. Praise God. Doubt, fear, and panic don't have no place in the life as a believer. We thank God that, like you said, he can give us a spirit of fear, but power, love, and a sound mind. And whatever the assignment is, glory to God. He said nobody else can do that assignment but us. But there's a requirement. We have to be submitted to being obedient and hear his word, know his voice, and obedient to his word. Praise God. So we can have the victory in Christ Jesus. Bless God. Mother had so many powerful points that she had in the word tonight that I dare not try to go back and try to go over all that she said. But I do also, like what she said in Matthew 18:18, realize no matter how many times, glory to God, we bind and loose. If you have doubt, we're not gonna profit anything. Even in James, it tells us, double-minded man or stable in all his ways. But how are we gonna sit up and speak the word and say what the word says? But then again, in our heart, we don't believe it. Then you know we're not gonna obtain what God says. But the promises are there. It's gonna take the faith. But I bless God with so many things you said that we can be able to position ourselves. And to know who God is, know his voice, obey him, know your assignment. Don't let nothing in the world be said or do, or what's going on with whoever's doing what. Just stand faithfully on God's word. Praise God. I tell you, I bless the Lord for what he says. And like you said, nothing can block it, but you know, but of self, giving place to the devil or either our own flesh. But we got to turn back around and make sure we don't let the world mess us up. We got to pray. Even through this plague, through everything that goes on in our life, and glory to God, hold on to the promise of the Lord and walk in our peace and our joy. We thank God for your mother. You've been, oh, such a blessing. I try to write as many notes as I could in there, but anyone, glory to God, want to go back and hear the word or anything that you want to go back over or pieces you might have missed, it's like you're sitting in church and it'd be so rich, but then you go back and listen again, then you find so many other things that were said, and that's going to be through divine. First of all, it's blogtalkradio.com, and then a backslash, and we spell divine for the ministry, D-E-V-I-N-E. And so that's with connection. So that's going to be blogtalkradio.com / divine connection. Praise the Lord. We want you to now, but we're going to open the lines for any remarks that may be at this time, praise God, and we'd like to have you to remark on whatever, and then at the end, if there's any time left, if somebody needs a prayer request before we, and then Prophet Bird is on the line, and I know Pastor Betty is on, looked at to see who all was there, but Prophet, if you have anything that God has placed in your spirit, when we get to your number, praise God, be open to hear, and I hadn't checked whether Apostle Burton is there or not. But anyway, the prophets that come on, if you have anything that God has given you, we'll give space to you and anyone else that will have remarks. So I'm trying to get all the lines open in time. So just in case I hadn't got to your name yet, I'm trying to, I can't see names, I just see numbers. But just want to make sure We thank God. We have less than 30 people on the line, but we thank God for all those that did tune into the revival tonight, and knowing that we'll be going all the way through Sunday. Tomorrow night we'll have none other than Pastor Mitchell out of Charlotte. Tulsa, Oklahoma. Praise the Lord. And I thank God for Mother tonight. It's been a blessing, a pleasure. Left the lines open. Pastor Bird or Apostle Burton, praise God, if anything to say, then we'll follow suit after that. Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Mm-hmm. Thank God for the word that went tonight. A powerful. It was that word that reminded us, and it reminded me, I have to say, that we have to take our position, we have to take our stand, and we have to believe that God is faithful. Regardless of what's going on in our lives, regardless of what it looked like, if God said it, he is able to pass. So that blessed night, because that circumstance and situation move us from a place of faith. But she made it so clear tonight that we are to know who we are in Christ. We are to take our stand, and we are to take the word. And God's word won't come back void. Whatever that word is sent out to do, it will do. And I like that when she said, whatever we bind here in the earth, bind in heaven, and whatever we lose. And that is not predicated on what it looked like. Sometimes it looked like ain't nothing happening. But if God said it, he will bring that thing to pass, and we trust him and stand on his word. So I was just blessed because it was a reminder to me not to come down off of my position, to stand in the midst of adversity and know that God got me. So praise God for that word tonight. Show it that so much.
Praise the Lord. If Pastor Burton is not on to say anything, then anyone else, you can go ahead and make your remark. Make them very brief, because we like to say we have quite a few people on the line. So if you have a remark or either a prayer request, we want you to just be brief, okay?
This is Evangelist Ely. I just wanted to say that Evangelist Mother Alexander, it just was a powerful word. To stand on God's word, trust him. And something going back to, like Mama said, when you can't trace him, but knowing that God is God, and no matter what, he's unchanging. And so just standing on his word in any situation, any circumstances, and just in our life every day. So I just thank you for the word tonight, and I look forward to try to be on as many nights as I can this week.
God bless you. This is Brother Black. God bless everybody. That was a powerful word. There were so many golden nuggets. I mean, the word of God is sweeter than a honeycomb. And yes, you always say stand. When I met you, you said stand from the beginning, and you say stand today. And you're on a solid rock, and I thank God for you. I'm encouraged. And not only that, you did say bind and loose. It doesn't matter what it looked like. And then a prophetess Bird said the same thing just now, and it's not predicated on what it looks like. And then when she said that, God showed me the fig tree. When Jesus cursed it, it was already dried up from the root in the spiritual realm. It was already dead. The manifestation just haven't came yet. So I thank God for that word. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I thank and praise God for Mother Alexander. Beautiful, well put, praise God. I like when you said if you have been given an assignment, God equips you for that assignment, praise God. So you have a reason to stand. And I love how you brought out that God is a promise keeper. He keeps his promises, praise God. And I love the example you gave when you were talking about Psalms 91. And you, with the word of God, once you get God's word or hear what God is saying to you out of his word, you need to be like a dog with a bone, and that dog may not have eaten for a long time, and you try to take that bone from that dog, you're not going to get it. So we need to be like a dog without a bone who have not eaten, praise God, when it comes to God's word. Once we get the word, when he said no weapon formed against us shall prosper, no plague shall nigh our dwelling, whatever he says, praise God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Whatever God said, we need to be like that dog that hadn't eaten and hold on to God's word and know that God is bringing it to pass. And I give glory, honor, and praise to God for you for bringing such an awesome word. God bless you, Mother Alexander.
Amen. Oh, go ahead. I miss.
Go ahead.
Thank you, praise be to God. I thank that word really has touched me. It has touched me. And praise be to God. Just when she said, God never changes. Yes, he will never. Because we change ourselves. We change and then we go, we find where we are going with our minds. There is darkness. We come back to God. We find he's still there. So thank
praise
you
God.
Very, very much. Thank you very much.
Bless God.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, Mother Edison. I enjoy you so much. I was writing down different little notes here, and I was just thinking about how you were, where you said, our faith will go on trial, letting us know today, yes, our faith will go on trial. And as I began to look at some of this, what you was writing, and I read down where it said we have to make a choice. You got to know that you are a child of God. So that's one of the things that
that's
we really
right.
have to do. We have to know that we are a child of God.
That's right.
We, like
Amen.
You always say, you got to know who you are in Christ. Even though
yep.
trials and tribulation may come, but we know
yep.
we got to continue to stand and stand on the
that's
word of
right.
God, what the word of God has said to us. So I just thank God for you because it was good, and I enjoy you.
Praise the
Lord.
I just want to thank Mother Alexander for the awesome word that she brought tonight. I just want to thank her for how she came from Exodus, and then she was telling us to stand faithful on his word, and then how God's
yeah.
word is our God, how God's word is our healing. And also
yeah.
when talking about in Isaiah 40 verse 8, God's word stands forever. And then she came again and telling us that we need to stand, we need to pray without ceasing and put faith in God's word. So even with what's going on with us today, the coronavirus and everything else that happened, we don't need to look at what all this is going on. We need to stand on the word of God. And if God said in his word that we are covered by the blood of Jesus and no evil going to come near our dwelling place, then we just stand on the word of God and trust God that we are healed and then we are saved. So
yep.
I thank him. I praise God for that awesome word.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Praise him.
Praise the Lord, saints.
Praise
him. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Okay. I've always wanted to hear Mother Alexander speak, so it was a treat for me tonight. As she was speaking, one of the first things she said was stand on the promises of God. She was saying stand on God's promises. And she said his promises will not fail us, that we need to stand firm. We got to know who we are.
Yep.
And then she put this little nugget in there, as long as we are living according to his will.
Yes.
I praise God for that because we can stand. And we ask God for things, but we got to be living according to his will. Got to be living according to the will of God. When she says stand firm regardless of what's going on or what it looks like, if the water is dark, we must stand firm on his promises.
That's
even
right.
if we can't quote a scripture, even if we can't remember what the scripture says, we remember to stand. And they say after we've
yep.
done all we can do, stand. Mother Alexander,
glory.
I enjoyed your word tonight. It was a treat. It really was a treat. God bless.
Man.
Praise God. Mm-hmm.
Bless the Lord. If there's no more, praise God, I don't like a lot of airtime, just open speak. So I don't want to put anybody off. Is there any more remarks?
Pastor, DJ, praise the Lord, it's Evangelist Cheryl. I wanted to say that I got on here a little late, but I heard the minister exhorting, and I was so glad, like Brother Black said, that she really emphasized that it doesn't matter what it looks like. You know, I was very sick. I've been with my son for the last week. I could have died, honestly. I had holes in my nose, and I came here just in time. He has very good heat. The heat really helped me. I almost fell down the stairs. I was sneezing so bad. It was coming from my bellies, and my neighbors never laughed, but that's okay. I was able to get out of there and told my daughters to come. I didn't want them to stay. But my oldest daughter didn't want to go. Boy didn't want to go. They told me 2 nights ago that they were running around to force something to happen. But when I asked them, do you want to come? I was going to pay for them to come. They didn't want to come. So I just been praying. But I remembered to get on here. And I said, I want to hear the prayers. And it's just a blessing to hear her say that, because sometimes when we look at something, it's not that way. And I talked to a cousin of mine who owns a real estate and property, but that's out of state. But the Lord brought him to my mind, and I said I was just going to tell them my girlfriend that I live out there with in Randolph. I've known her for 30 years. We used to pray on a job. She's a social worker. She told me to go by over here near my son. There's a real estate by her church, 12 Baptist. So I said when I completely heal, which should be tomorrow, I'm gonna go forward. So I wanted to ask for prayer for that. My son has certainly ministered to me and helping him, and I'm just grateful to God. But I was very happy to hear that. I believe that part was just to me.
And
I want to give a testimony. Praise God, I got my stimulus, so that's going to go with the money to move. So I'm very grateful. And I just need a place. I wanted to share that. Thank God.
Anyone else, praise God, before we, or either if there's a prayer request you have before we close the line, I just want to thank God, praise God, and I just want to thank God and have a moment to at least the drug working remark. So is that the last remark? Okay.
I just want to thank you, praise God, for the word. It was sweet. And I enjoyed it. I thank you so much for that word, Mother. Be blessed.
Praise God. At this time, we're going to go ahead and let Mother have her remarks and whatever. And then just want to encourage you all, praise God, to look forward to hearing the word again tomorrow and the rest of the week. Praise God. I give you the lineup as soon as Mother make her remarks.
Check your Cash App, DJ, too. Check your Cash App.
Okay, then. Praise God. Thank you, my sister. Pastor, Mother Alexander Evangelist.
Praise God. Thank God for the word tonight. You know, it's Lord to continue to keep us. Let us get stronger and stronger in His. And when we stand, we stand. Because we are more than conquerors. The children of God know that we must stand in this world. Because we know what we are for. We are the light of this world, so we must stand. And I thank God for how He used us tonight to receive His word and to take His word. That's it. Amen.
Amen.
God bless you. Wait for the explosion to take place. The first night that explosion, we can help but just go higher and higher as we open our spirit up and receive what thus said the Lord. So I thank God for your mother, and our God bless you to be before Him, and how powerful the anointing to come in and break a fall of ground and to bless us in whatever capacity or whatever need that we have, that God moved tonight. And I'm believing that we're going to keep permeating in this body, keep doing some things as well. Monday night was none other than Evangelist Alexander. So on Tuesday night, we'll have Pastor Charlotte out of Charlotte Mitchell out of Charlotte, North Carolina. I keep saying Charlotte. Her name is Charlotte Mitchell, but she is coming from Tulsa, Oklahoma, a dynamic woman of God that do speak the face of the Lord, don't speak up to what God give her. Thank God for the prophetic and the anointing in her life, and a prayer warrior. So we thank God for her. On Wednesday night would be none other than our own prophet Lillian Bird, praise God, by way of Camorson, Columbus for many, many years, but she's over in Malden, praise God, of South Carolina.
anointed vessel of the Lord, prophetic and stirred and fired up, and will speak another one. Would only speak what God put in her mouth. And God, we thank God for the word and the teaching, the preaching and the teaching that God blessed and bring forth in her. Bless the Lord. I pray globally, a dear friend too, as well. Pray globally, God, for Apostle Mary Burton, known her for Overcome Leader, served for 38 years. A powerful woman to preach the word under the anointing. And God bless for all them that have those gifts in them, too. I didn't get to say that, but a lot of them have various gifts in them. But God, Apostle Mary being out of Columbia, South Carolina, she will be bringing forth the word on Thursday. On Friday night, we have none other than Pastor Dr. Doris Dorsey, another vessel that preached all these hearts, the word under the anointing, and a prayer warrior, too, as well. He's out of Columbia, South Carolina, as well, in the name of Jesus. We have none other than Pastor Betty Pugh, glory to God, out of Columbia, South Carolina, anointed vessel of the Lord, a preacher, a teacher, glory to God, and stirred up with the fire of the anointed in her too as well. Known her, glory to God, for 67 years. Praise the Lord. Praise the prophetess Alicia Burgess, Noon, will come out of not close now. She's over in Arkansas, Benneville, Arkansas. Vessel to go over to God that is anointed of God. Bless God for the prayer life. Thank God for the word. When she speak out the face of the Lord, she brings the word to with a powerful anointing. We thank God for her. I've known her. She just had a birthday, so 48 years. All right, then 47 years. I might be saying 48. Whatever it is, bless the Lord. We thank God for her. Praise the Lord for the vessels that God is going to use. We're going to pray that you pray for the revival. Pray glory to God for the anointing. Pray against any distractions, anything that try to come up, like Mother Alexander already said. Glory to God, we just believe in the blood covering, even over the device. Some interference with that. But we are praying that all the women of God and those that are even praying, God bless and minister and move in a miraculous way. So I said glory to God again. It's blogtalkradio.com/divine with a D-E-V-I-N-E connection. And then you can go back and listen if you missed anything, or you want to share it, or share it with somebody else, or desire glory to God to let others know about the revival. We've been looking for God to move miraculously, continuously. Anticipation of expectancy. We were looking for God if we yield ourselves and avail ourselves, we'll bring a life-changing transformation to take place in the inside of us, so our light can be illuminated the more, that we'll be salty. Glory to God for the earth, glory to God for the people to come in to the knowledge of Jesus Christ and accept him as Savior and Lord. So we want to be that light on the hill. So we're praying, glory to God, as God bless us through this dilemma and pandemic, whatever, the blood of Jesus, that we're going to draw closer and more stronger in Christ Jesus in submission and obedient to him. Let that word find us out, but don't get it in our intellect, because what good is that going to do with intellect? We need it in our spirit. So when doubt and anything else try to come up, we can put that spirit of fear, anxiety, and all that to flight and stand on what God says. It is written. It is written. And we stand believing his report. Thank you again for Evangelist Alexander, Mother in Zion. We thank God for all those that came on and those that, glory to God, are praying and those that are seeking God's face. Even the more that God will move in a miraculous way through this epidemic and also even our lives to come of the greater things yet to come, because he promised some things and he's not a God that he should lie. So even after this, God, there's still life and things we need to be preparing for to do for the Lord. So we're going to continue to speak life over ourselves and families and others around us in our church and believe in God for greater. So you all bless God. If there's nothing else to be said or done, we pray God's continued blessing and blood covering and healing and wholeness and peace and joy upon you all's life and family, and those things that, glory to God, God has given us to do. We know it's plenty of prayer going on with all the different things for all the situations that are going on and whatever, so we're just going to keep those things in mind as we continue to pray daily. Amen. We thank God for you again. Thank God for your prayers and encouragement. In Jesus' name, amen, amen. So shalom is our word when we depart. Bless you, Lord.
Shalom.
And keep keeping us safe. Obey him.
Love you.
Thank you.
Good night.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. What a mighty God.
Amen.
Bless the Lord, oh my soul. All that's within me. Bless his holy name. Shalom. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Shalom. Peace and glory be with you. Shalom.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Glory. He is worthy to be praised. Somebody's line didn't come open the last minute. Thank you, Jesus. Sorry about that. I missed somebody. But we give God glory for all those that were participating. To God be the glory. Jesus, we love you.